Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Welcome back to this week's podcast. At the time that this podcast is airing, this coming week is going to be filled with a lot of spring showers. Lots of rain, which means all of this pollen that we have been affected by is going to get washed away, and new life is going to spring from the ground. We get all the pretty flowers and get to plant all the different herbs and fun things. So I'm excited for spring. It's one of my favorite seasons just because we are kind of transitioning out of the gloomy, cold winter and into spring. One of my big things that I do like to do when I get into spring is spring cleaning. It's kind of like a reset for me of thinking, okay, what can I do to kind of clear out this space, clear out my mind, so that I can work towards specific goals in the summer? In this podcast, I'm going to be talking about three specific ways you can incorporate spring cleaning into your life. The first one I'm going to mention is use your senses. Now, this might not be exactly what you were expecting. You might have thought, okay, spring cleaning, first I need to grab some cleaning supplies, or I need to organize some different boxes and put things in, you know, different categories of keep and giveaway and trash. Nope. The first thing I want you to do is use your senses. And let me tell you why I say that. What I notice when I am cleaning, especially deep cleaning, I kind of think, what are the areas that are causing me stress? I look at our little counter bar top area, which is the collection zone of pretty much everything we bring into the house. And that's also the first thing that I look at in the mornings when I'm in the kitchen making breakfast. I just see all this junk on the counter. And whether I call it stress in that moment or not, that is something that does affect me. And so what I want you to do is first use your senses to see what areas are causing you kind of not to feel the best, whether you call it stress or some anxiousness, but replace that with positive sensations. So I'm thinking, light a candle. I have a favorite candle that I burn around this same area, and even if I'm burning this candle, it's very calming to me. Also, okay, using the senses of your eyes, clean off the clutter, like get rid of the things that are kind of that eyesore in your space. So that's the first thing, is just making sure, kind of very surface level, making sure we're getting rid of clutter, we're getting rid of visual things that might be stressors in your life. And then focusing on, okay, let's use some other senses. Let's add a candle. Let's play some nice music. Do certain things that will help create a peaceful space. So, number one, use your senses. The second point that I'll share is be specific. So now this is where we get into probably more of what you were expecting with this podcast. By being specific, I want you to list out each specific room and closet and everything in detail. I have a list on my phone, kind of one of those Apple Notes, and I set up the checklist feature so I'm able to cross it off when I finish it. I have very specific categories, I guess, on this list. So, for example, the coat closet. The coat closet is a tiny space right at the entrance of our apartment, but it makes a difference when we clean it out, kind of get all of the extra junk out of there, and just kind of filter through, especially as we're going from winter into the warmer parts of the year. But I'm also getting very specific. So I have clean out the pantry. And a different line item, I guess, on my list is clean out the fridge. Those are both in the kitchen. I could just say, okay, let me clean the kitchen. But to be honest, if I said that, I would get way too overwhelmed. And if I kind of say, okay, on this day, I'm just going to work on the pantry. On this day, I'm just going to work on the freezer. I'm just going to work on the refrigerator part of the fridge. Then it's very realistic and it's attainable goals that you're setting by kind of breaking it up like that. So you have to be very specific. I even have cleaning my side of underneath the bathroom sink or cleaning the office bathroom and organizing our little medicine cabinet over there. So make it very realistic for where you are at. So first, use your senses. Second, be specific. And then third, be intentional. So what you're doing with these first two steps is getting rid of things. You're getting rid of the visible clutter. Yes, you are maybe adding in a candle or adding in some music or something while you're continuing on cleaning, but especially with the specific aspect, you're getting rid of things. Like, get rid of things that you're not using. Get rid of that inner hoarder in all of us. Release some things, give things away, sell things. But there are going to be things that you do want to keep, and that's okay. What I mean by be intentional is be intentional with what you add back into your home. So it's not to say that as we remove visual clutter that it just looks like this plain house. Like, it is a home. We live there. But be intentional with what you add back. Examples of this are scripture. I have always loved having scripture around the house because it's something easy to look at and see throughout the day and keeps your mind where it needs to be. It's also important to have pictures. Now, if you look at anything on HGTV, they're going to tell you no, do not have your personal pictures. And I mean, I get that from a design perspective, but this is your home and you should have pictures of those you love around you. You can even be intentional with your style that you want to add. Are you going to add more of a vintage style? Are you going to add more farmhouse or modern or eclectic style? Be intentional with how you kind of set your space back up and get realigned, because this is going to be your space where you host people, where you invite people in. And ultimately, with all these three things, with all of the spring cleaning goals, that is the idea, that you would use your space to be a special, like, safe haven for others to come in, to share their heart, to open up, so that you can be that light of Christ here on earth, and your home can be the avenue with which you do that. Now I'm going to transition into my local loves and favorite finds. My local love that I'm going to feature this week is Deli Mexicana. Deli Mexicana is one of my very favorites, and I love just the freshness of it, the story behind the father and son duo that kind of work this business. My favorite thing to order are the fish tacos, and I love the spicy green salsa with a limeade to drink. That is the ideal meal there. My favorite find that I'm going to share is something on your iPhone. So if you have your iPhone screen closed down, and if you have the latest update, when you hold down the lock screen, then it will kind of zoom out to where you edit the home screen. And there are new things called widgets that you can add to your home screen. And my favorite one right now is the alarm widget, because right now I can look to see that all of my alarms are off right now. That's super convenient when, you know, you're hopping or about to hop in the shower after your alarms have gone off and seeing that, oh my goodness, yes, all my alarms are off, or wait, I forgot to turn these off, so now they're not blaring at me while I'm finishing up in the shower. You can also see like what your soonest alarm is and what time that is. So it's a very nifty widget on your iPhone, and I just love it. I'm super glad that I found this. Thank you for joining me on this podcast today. If you enjoyed it, please leave a rating and make sure that you share this podcast with others. I'll talk to you next time.